For listening to KFI.
Phil Hendry.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-520-1KFI in Orange County, 520-1KFI in LA County. If I got RC on the line, I want to know what it is he wants to talk about. If he's on the line, I'd like to know what it is he wants to talk about. Grease Man? Chatsworth on KFI AM 640, hello? Chatsworth?
Yeah, Phil, I was talking to Jonah. Did you hear about, what, the Grease Man?
No, what?
Well, he got suspended from a job. He used to be on the air in L.A. and on K-Rock, and he worked on another station here, too. And he got suspended without pay on his job in Washington, D.C. And whether you heard about it or not.
I didn't hear about this. What happened?
Wait
a minute. Trend information. We went from a what to a what? Is that us? Hold on for a minute, R.C.
But I want to talk of the Grease Man.
Hold on for a minute, okay? So our show went to a 3-3 at night? Well, we had a 3-1 in the book. That's 25-54. We had a 3-1 in the book, 25-54. Yes, we did. 3-1-35-54, didn't we? He asks me. Didn't we, girl? This time we... No, we had a 3-1-25. So anyway, we're up at a 3-3. Is that it? Oh, that's pretty good. So we must have had a monster. Well, we must have had a monster month in January then. What do you think there, Ken? Did we have a monster month in January? What'd you guys do? You flat? You know, that pisses me off. Well, you guys did good, though. You're ahead of that asshole? Oh, good for you. Hey, all right. Back to number one, John and Ken. All right. We're kicking ass over here. All right, anyway, 1-800-5... What am I doing? I got the kid on the line here. So what's the story, kid?
I was talking about the Grease Man.
Yeah, go ahead. What happened?
Well, he was in... on his job in Washington, D.C., and...
Now, we're talking about the Grease Man. A lot of people know who he is. He was on the air for a while in Los Angeles, and now he's back in D.C.?
Yeah, he's back, and he do a show in D.C.
Okay, and he is kind of a funny guy.
Yeah, he's really good. He talks all about the Hobbledoo Gaga handbook and a bunch of bitching stuff like that. And anyway, he was on his show, and they suspended him without pay.
Well, what happened? Was this the thing? He got suspended about 12 years ago for something, didn't he?
Yeah, that was about Martin Luther King. But this thing, he went on the air, and he was playing a Lauryn Hill song. And she's the girl that won all the Grammys.
Right.
And he said, after he played her song, no wonder they dragged them behind trucks.
Oh, Jesus.
And what? I wanted to find out something.
What?
Why'd they suspend him? Because...
What do you mean, why did they suspend him? He went on the air playing a Lauryn Hill song, and he said, no wonder they dragged them behind trucks?
Yeah, but isn't that... Because I take a broadcasting class at California State of Northridge, and isn't that what they say? That's legitimate satirical satire, is what they say. So why do they...
Wait a minute, man. If you're telling me what... You're saying to me that he played a Lauryn Hill song on a show... When was this? This morning?
I think it was yesterday morning.
He plays a Lauryn Hill song, and he says, no wonder they drag him behind trucks. That's that legitimate... What do you mean, legitimate satirical satire? That's an insensitive comment.
Yeah, but why'd they suspend him?
Because that's a cruel, insensitive, imbecilic... I can't even begin to find the words to say. I mean, don't you want to...
No, I was listening to him when I went back with my parents on vacation, because we went back to see, you know... The Smithsonian and stuff, and he's about as funny as there ever has been. And that's why I wonder why they suspend him.
Look at kid. They found the killer guilty, and they sentenced him to death for this horrific crime. It's a very hot topic right now. It's an extremely insensitive and cruel thing to say about a man who met his end in a horrible way, and for the Grease Man... To come on the air and say, no wonder they drive behind trucks, the timing is wrong, the comment is wrong.
Yeah, but it's free speech. And you, I hear on your show you do stuff like that.
I've never done anything like that.
Yeah, you have. I heard on your show, and I heard on Bill Handel, too, some stuff what's been done.
No, wait. I have never said anything like that. Let me tell you something about my show, and I don't know anything about the Grease Man show, other than the fact that I happen to think, at least I used to think, that he was a, talented guy. I still think he's a talented guy, but I say everything on my show that I say, I know exactly why I'm saying it, okay? There is a point to everything that we do, and there's a point to everything that I say, and I don't blurt out things that have absolutely no sensitivity and no root in any, free, you're calling this free speech.
I think it's free speech because he do a talk show and he should be allowed to express what he says. And it's because it's legitimate satirical satire, he's protected on the First Amendment of America. That's what we're learning about in broadcasting.
That's not the First Amendment of America. That's a stupid, ignorant, insensitive, cruel thing to say, and it has nothing to do whatsoever with free speech.
Is it not free speech? Even if you don't like what the person says, they have a right to say it.
No, because he said it on a broadcast facility that is licensed by the Federal Communications Commission. He's using somebody else's microphone. He's licensed by that radio station to go on the air and to say what they feel is appropriate. They give him the... If I want to say something that I want to say, okay...
I can hear you really backpedaling, Mr. Henry. I don't think you really understand what we're talking about.
I know exactly what I'm talking about, if you let me finish, okay?
I have a teacher at CSUN who says, question authority. It's part of our broadcast, of what we do on the broadcast. And he says, question authority, which means you've got to push the limit of the envelope. And that's what the Grease Man do. And that's...
Well, that's fine, and he can push the limits of the envelope and all of that wonderful right stuff talk. You got to listen to what I'm about to say to you, though, okay? My mouth's dry listening to this crap. I can't believe... I consider him to be a talented guy. I can't believe he'd say something like that. To me...
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's really talented. And he...
Hold on for a minute. He's talented, but that's an ignorant thing. Hold on. Look, kid.
What? You don't have to condescend to me. I'm trying to...
I'm not condescending to you, but listen to me. If I stand out on a street corner... It's like this guy down in Little Saigon with that Vietnamese flag or whatever the hell that thing is. It's going to bug some people, okay? And there's a certain kind of speech that is so hateful and so insensitive that were I to stand out on a street corner and say it, I have a legitimate right to say that. Or if it were on my property, I have a legitimate right to say that in a public venue on my own private property. But when I'm licensed by another facility, when I'm licensed by an employer, as such as I am, I've got a license to come on the air and do a show. But I have to do it within the parameters set by the radio station, by the broadcast facility and by the company that I work for. Otherwise, I am overstepping my bounds because they've given me the right. You understand what I'm saying?
No, what I'm hearing you do is backpedal and make up a bunch of stuff. You're not addressing the issue about satirical satire and whether or not...
Well, you stop it with the satirical satire. There's nothing satirical... There's no... First of all, it ain't satirical satire. It's redundant. You understand that, right? Secondly, there's nothing satirical about that. That was a comment that was made probably as an ad lib that he hadn't planned on saying, and it really spoke to a basic... Unfortunately, I'd have to say it speaks to a basic hatred that he must have, or a social problem he's got, or a personality problem that he's got, that he doesn't understand that there's certain things that are highly sensitive, okay? And
what about the free speech thing? Quit trying to do a bunch of baloney and talk about...
No, you're not hearing what I'm saying. I'm talking about, and I'm addressing directly the issue of free speech. I can say what I want on my own property. I can say what I want in a public venue if I'm licensed to be there. But when I'm working for somebody who owns the station and owns the signal, or they have a right and a license to work on that signal, and they license me to be on their radio station, I have to work within the parameters of what that station expects, what that broadcast entity expects, okay? I'm not allowed to just go on and say anything. If I go on and say anything, they have a right to fire me because they've licensed me to be in their radio station. Do you understand? If you say you're taking a broadcasting class...
Well, we're right now talking about different talk show hosts and when they do satire. And I was talking about your show in class, and I say you do satire too. How come you get to?
Because I've never said anything like that before. I have never said anything in my opinion, and I challenge anybody to bring up an instance where I did anything as heartless, as unthinking, as unfounded in any comedy or any so-called legitimate satire, completely unfounded in anything other than it was a moment that he took to trash Lauryn Hill and utilize a current event that is so painful, not only to the family involved, but to the country, because it's something that we're trying to live down, which is the horrific state of race relations with the country. Don't you understand? You know.
Yeah, but he's one of the bestest that's ever been. And the Grease Man's one of the best what's ever been. And when they don't let him be on the radio, they take away legitimate satirical satire and the satire commentary. And the,
will you still listen to what you're saying? Legitimate satirical satire and the satire of the commentary. Kid, where do you go to school?
Right now I go to Chatsworth High, and I go on a weekend, I do a broadcast workshop at CSUN. And we got a teacher says, you need to be on the outside of the envelope. And you got.
I understand about pressing the envelope. I know what that means.
Yeah, that means you got to be on the edge, and the Grease Man's on the edge.
Well, he just went right through the freaking envelope, kid. Okay, if he did that, you understand what I'm saying? Now, what happened? I don't know what happened. He said this. What else happened? Is he suspended without pay?
Yeah, he's suspended without pay, and they also had him write a letter of apology to the Washington Post too.
So he wrote it.
Yeah, he did, and they had it in the newspaper and everything.
Well, there you go. So even he recognizes that he screwed up, okay?
Yeah, but I know how the game's played. They make him write that letter so he gotta have his job back. That's the only reason why he did it. And I heard you say on your show you'd apologize, too, if you did something wrong.
Yeah, I would. I'd apologize. But, you know, there's some things you can't apologize for. There's some things that you just, it doesn't matter how much you apologize for it. You went over the line, you cut somebody with a knife, they're going to bleed, okay? And the point is,
that's what's wrong with me, in my opinion, of what's wrong with what's going down in America today, that they don't give people the speech of to be free. And
kid, we got all the free speech your money can buy, man. We got it all coming out of our freaking ears around here, all right? I mean, the fact of the matter is...
Hold on for a minute. I got an update. I got a friend of mine on the phone right now, Jimmy Ochoa. I go to the broadcast work class with him. And hold on.
Well, are you listening to what I'm saying?
Hold on. It's an update about the Grease Man.
Holy Jesus.
Hold on. Let me... Yeah? Got it. Yeah, I'll call you back. Okay, that was my other line.
How many freaking phones have you got there, kid?
I got a couple of lines. I used one for my standby.
Oh, come on, will you?
Stand by. Yeah? Bull crap. Bull crap. You're a bull crap artist, Ochoa.
Kid, how long do I got to sit here and listen to this?
Hold on for a minute. Yeah, I got Henry on the other line. The guy that does the talk show, what he does at night. On KFI, yeah. Bull crap artist. Bull crap artist.
What are you talking to the guy about?
Hold on. He has been fired. Okay, I'll tell Henry.
Has he been fired?
Hold on, stand by.
Oh, shut up. Has he been fired?
Stand by. Yeah? Yeah? Which one? The game works in Vegas? Yeah, I did that. I got level 3 on Pokemon, and I...
Will you forget about Pokemon and tell me what's going on?
Stand by.
Oh, stand by. He's taking a broadcast workshop. Stand by.
Stand by.
Jesus.
Yeah, level 3 on Pokemon. Call me later on, because I just got the new Nintendo magazine. I got a couple of the game codes. Right. Okay, bye. That was my other line.
And what's going on, okay?
The word is the Grease Man's been fired. He's been fired from his job on account of he did the free speech.
Well, kid, I can only say this, all right? I've been canned before in my life, and I can... Hold on, I've got the news story right here. Stand by.
Oh, yeah, funny man.
Well, you're doing it to me, so stand by. Stand by. Radio Shock Jock, the Grease Man, was fired Thursday for making a racist remark linking the music of Grammy-winning hip-hop singer Lauryn Hill and the grisly murder of a black man in Texas. Jesus. Oh, my God. His comments were made after white supremacist, blah, 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 blah. He said, I'm truly sorry. The radio station announced his firing in a statement. After review of Doug Crack's remarks, we've decided to sever his relationship with WARW, effective immediately.
That's it. He's got to sue. That's all there is to it.
Hold on. We will always strongly support the right of our on-air artists to express a wide range of opinions. Now, I want you to hear this, kid. Are you there?
Yeah.
I want you to hear this and listen to what the station said. While we will always strongly support the right of our on-air artists to express a wide range of opinions, even those that are unpopular or offensive to some, WARW cannot be associated with the trivial, listen to this, with the trivialization of an unspeakable act of violence now at the heart of the national debate on race. Do you understand what that means?
Yeah. It means that they took a great radio artist and turned him out to pasture because they don't have no free speech. And that
you don't even understand what I've been talking about, then. I couldn't have said it better. This is a statement from the station. They said he trivialized an unspeakable act of violence at the heart of a national debate on race. Now, he is a talented guy. I've heard the Grease Man for years. I used to listen to him when he was in Jacksonville. But you've got to understand,
that's a lot of gobbledygook, a lot of lawyer talk, a lot of jailhouse games they're playing with young people's minds. And I think what he's doing is a disservice to the America. And
it may be a disservice to the America, okay? But the fact is that they have a right, given the fact that they have the license, not him, that they hire him and license him to speak on their property, and the fact...
My dreams have been shot, and I want to grow up and be like the Grease person, but now they go and fire the guy. And I think a lot of young broadcasters up and coming, this is a chilling day for talk radio, in my opinion, and I believe that it's gonna be bad.
You don't get what I'm saying then, man. If you don't understand what's been said by the station...
Do you agree with his firing?
Do I agree with his firing?
Yeah.
Considering the fact that this ain't the first time that he's done this, yeah, I do.
You're a hypocrite, Henry. With the crap you pull on your show...
Listen, I've never done anything like this. I have never been over the line like this.
This is cracked and whack. Way out of proportion and out of focus, man. Somebody's going to have to answer for it.
Listen, if you're all upset about it, dude, then write a letter to the radio station, okay? But I have never done this. And if you're going to do something even as extreme as this, you're going to have to make sure that you put yourself and the event as far away from each other as possible. There's an old saying, you know, that comedy equals tragedy plus time. And
yeah, that was that Woody Allen movie.
Okay, fine. It was a Woody Allen movie, but the fact is that that's the old saying, all right?
I got to get on the phone with Jimmy Ochoa and organize. Got to take some action. Hold on.
What is he doing now?
Hold on. Yeah, Jimmy. When we get over to our broadcast workshop, is Thule there? Yeah, get him over there, too.
What are you doing now, man? You talking to me or not?
Stand by.
Oh, man. Well, I just found out about this. I had no idea. Anti-Defamation League commended WARW. They said he is entitled to his beliefs, and he's entitled to express them. In our opinion, his bigoted, offensive view should not be given airtime. I really believe that if he said what he said, and they say that he said this, that as talented a guy as he is, he must be at the very heart and soul a guy that has some pretty strongly held racist opinions. And
oh, man, hold standby.
Yeah, well, I'm talking here, man, because I ain't talking to you. So that's my opinion on that. Phil Henry's show here.
Stand by.
I'm standing by. Phil Henry's show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Now Terry Ray Elmer in the KFI News Center.
Phil Henry.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. 1-800-5201-KFI, Orange County, 5201-KFI in LA County. Talking to R.C. Collins, a Chatsworth High student. You also take a broadcast class at CSUN, right, R.C.?
Yeah, we take it on Saturday.
Okay. We're also discussing a very talented guy on the air in Washington by the name of the Grease Man, Doug. I don't know how to pronounce his name, Doug Tracht, I think, but he was fired for saying, and I'm not quoting directly, but this is essentially what he said. He played a Lauryn Hill song, who's black, and then he said, no wonder people drag him behind their trucks. And he was fired this afternoon after being suspended without pay. And I don't know why I'm debating this with you, and I have to ask you, do you think that this was a good thing to say?
No, but I think that he had a right to say it, you know?
Yeah, but do you agree with that?
No, I don't agree with it, but I think it's funny because of what's going on.
You think that's funny?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's funny when a guy died like that. Would he talk about Lauryn Hill like that? Because her music sucks, too. You know,
let me put it to you this way, okay? You got a degenerative kidney illness, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what if I said to you that everybody who's got a kidney problem and everybody that's got a degenerative kidney ailment that's got to go in for dialysis should be dragged behind a truck?
That doesn't bother me. That doesn't bother me.
That doesn't bother you?
No.
What if I said that your mother and you ought to be dragged behind a truck?
That doesn't bother me. I think that's funny.
If I said that you and your mom ought to be dragged behind a truck, you think that...
Yeah, I think it's funny. I think it'd be funny to see my mom dragged behind a truck, some of the stuff she's done.
You think that's funny?
Yeah.
So if I said that you ought to be dragged behind a truck and your and taken, and somebody would take a machete and hack up...
Might improve my mom's looks. She'd get dragged behind a truck.
Ain't you a funny man?
Well, you asked me if I think it funny.
I didn't ask you if you think it's funny. I asked you, do you think it is funny, okay? What if...
See, I'm on the edge of humor, and I that's the thing I don't think you get. I'm on the cutting edge of humor, and I...
Yeah, I'm the cutting edge of humor, Jack. You got to have a point to everything you say, no matter what. If it's funny, if it's comedy, if it's humor, if it's satire, or as you say, legitimate satirical satire, then it has to have a point. And the point is,
if my mom was drugged down behind a truck, I'd laugh my other nut off. Because, as you know, I lost it when I...
Yeah, I know you had testicular cancer, okay? The fact is,
I'd laugh so hard, my other nut would fly off. I like Larry Yeager. I pushed the envelope. And I...
Who's Larry Yeager?
The guy that pushed the envelope.
Who's Larry Yeager?
He's the guy that pushed the envelope in the movie.
Do you know what he's talking about?
Jesus! You never seen the movie about pushing the envelope.
What, the right stuff?
Yeah.
It's Chuck Yeager. It ain't Larry Yeager. Look, kid, and if the point is...
Yeah, you can drag me behind a truck and my mom and Larry Yeager, too, and I don't give a damn. And let's...
Forget about Larry Yeager getting dragged behind a truck. I'm talking about the insensitivity. What if your mom died and somebody said, good, she should be dragged behind a truck?
That's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah. My mom died, I'd get loads of insurance money, then I'd go out and have beers and everything. And
what if I said that your whole school ought to be burned down with everybody in it? And you...
That'd be fine.
And all the teachers...
Fine with me.
And if you... And if I were to tie... And I was to take you and I beat your head in that...
No problem.
What if I said Jimmy Ochoa was in that same fire, your best friend?
Not a problem at all. You see, Mr. Hendry, you know, somebody once said the greatest success comes from offending the most people. And
who said that?
That was in our history class, so you can tell me that it didn't happen because it did, because I know Abraham Lincoln said that. The great
Abraham Lincoln said you can fool most of the people most of the time. He didn't say that, okay, kid? Even if you don't think if you think it's okay to burn Jimmy Ochoa up in a fire and drag your mom behind a car and you will laugh your other nut off if she did, the fact is that there are a hell of a lot of people, most people who've got any sensitivity, any soul, any humanity, who thought this crime was bad. And for the grease man to come out and make a joke about it sucks, and he lost his gig, man, and anybody in this business ought to know, and you better figure this one out too, kid, before you get into the business. Anybody in this business knows that that's sure death, man. That is sure firing, okay? I mean...
Look, Phil... That was P.T. Barnum that said you can fool most of the people most of the time. I'm talking about...
Abraham Lincoln.
No. P.T. Barnum. And
okay.
I'm talking about legitimate satirical...
Yeah, legitimate satirical satire.
And the right of the free speech of the people to be of the free speech. And the grease man's going to be back on the air because he gets free speech.
Well, you know what, kid? He's sorry that he did it. He's sorry that he ever opened his big fat mouth. He's been canned. And if he ever does get another shot in D.C. or anywhere else, I'm sure he's not going to do that again. I'm sure he's sorry for what he said. He realizes it was stupid. He's a professional broadcaster. He's been in the business for a long time. Cat lost his job. That's what happens.
You know, I've noticed something, if I could make a comment.
What?
Ever since you bought that Lincoln Navigator, you know, just the event...
What's that got to do with it?
I don't know. And ever since you bought that for your wife, and you're just really coming off like an asshole, man. It's just a shame, because you used to have a sense of humor.
Ever since I bought the Lincoln, huh?
Yeah, Mr. Elitist can't get down with the people of what the people want to be hearing on the radio or anything. And I guess you're going to go buy a Ford Excursion now, because it's got a lot of seatbelts for all of the kids what you have.
Jed, it ain't got nothing to do with the Lincoln.
Oh, go live on your lake and do everything. And you ought to just quit the business, Mr. Lake Living Lincoln Navigator, because you don't got it.
Well, I may not got it, but you know what, kid? I get the business a lot better than some guy that's taking a weekend broadcast workshop, okay?
You're going to turn into Rush Limbaugh is what will happen to you.
I'll turn into Rush Limbaugh.
Right.
What time's he on?
9 to noon. My mom listens to Rush Limbaugh all the time.
That's great, man. I got to check out Rush Limbaugh.
Go broadcast from Florida, you asshole.
Oh, man. Hey, I got to check out the Rush Limbaugh show. Excuse me. Phil Hendry, KFI, AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Terry Ray Elmer in the KFI News Center.